Parshas Yisroi. Vayishma Yisroi, and Yisroi heard. Rashi explains, what did Yisroi hear that made him come and meet Klal Yisroel in the Midbar? He heard Kriyas Yamsuf and Milchemes Amalek. Kohen Midyan, he was the leader of Midyan. Chose Moshe, the father-in-law of Moshe, as Rashi explains, he was boasting, and it was a covet for him that he had such a father-in-law, the one who led Klal Yisroel out of Mitzrayim. Eis Kol Asher also Elikim LeMoshe. Yisroel heard everything that Elikim did to Moshe and to Yisroel Amoy. Rashi explains this is going on. He heard about the Mon, the Be'er, and also about Amalek. Ki Hoiti Hashem es Yisroel mi Mitzrayim. And most of all, what Yisroel heard about was that Hashem took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Zu Gedoyla Al Kulam. Vayikach Yisroi, and Yisroi took Chose Moshe, who was the father-in-law of Moshe, es Tzipora Eshes Moshe, he took Tzipora, the wife of Moshe, achar shilucheho, after Moshe sent her away. When Moshe was on his way to Mitzrayim, together with his wife Tzipora and his two sons, Gershon and Eliezer, he met Aaron by Har Sinai on the way. And Aaron asked Moshe, who are these people that are with you, that you are taking with you to Mitzrayim? And Moshe said, this is my wife and my two children. And Aaron answered, Alarishonim onu mitzdarim. We have enough trouble with the ones who are already in Mitzrayim. Why are you bringing more people to Mitzrayim? So therefore Moshe went and sent Tzipora and his two sons back to Midyan, back to Yisroel's house. That's what it means, achar shilucheho, after Moshe sent her away. So Yisroel took Tzipora, the ace Shnei Voneha, and her two sons. The Torah is stressing that it was her two sons because she was the one who really brought them up in Midyan. The Shnei Voneha and her two sons, Ashashem Ha'echot Gershon, the name of one of them was Gershon. Ki Omar, because Moshe said, Ger Ho'isi Be'eres Nahuya, I was a stranger in a strange land. I'm living here in Midyan in a strange land. The Shem Ha'echor, and the name of the other one was Eliezer, Kielikei Ovi Be'ezri, because the God of my father was my help, Vayatzileni Mecherev Parai, when he saved me from the sword of Parai, when Dason and Aviram snitched to Parai that Moshe killed the Mitzri. Parai wanted to execute Moshe, but the sword did not penetrate his neck, and he was able to escape to Midyan. So he named his son Eliezer, because the God of my father was my help, and he saved me from the sword of Parai. Eliezer meaning Elikei Ovi Be'ezri. Some Mefarshim are medayek why the Pasuk says V'shem Ha'echor Eliezer in Pasuk Dalet, and not say V'shem Hasheni Eliezer, because we are referring to here the second son. Ibn Ezra learns that that is the way of the Pesukim. Sometimes it says Sheni, and sometimes it says Echor. In Sefer Hemek Davar from the Netziv, he says that since through Eliezer was the Iker Yichus of Moshe, the main part of his family came from Eliezer, therefore it says a Lashon of Echor by Eliezer, because he was the more chashiva one, the more important one. There are some Rishonim that learn that the reason why by Eliezer it says Echor is because since his name is based on Elikei Ovi, like the Pasuk says, the Torah did not want to write a Lashon of Sheni and then right after it Elikei. Therefore, a Lashon of Echor is used because Hashem is Echor. Some Rishonim are medayik that the episode of Elikei Ovi Be'ezri Vayatzileni Mecherev Parai, that Hashem helped Moshe and the sword was not able to penetrate his neck, that happened before Ger Hoyisi Be'eres Nahuya, before he was a stranger in a strange land in Midyan. So why would Moshe name his second son after the first episode? He should have named his first son Eliezer, Elikei Ovi Be'ezri Vayatzileni Mecherev Parai, since that happened first. And the Rishonim answer that when Moshe came to Midyan and Gershon was born, he wasn't ready to say Vayatzileni Mecherev Parai, that Hashem saved me from the sword of Parai, even though he was actually saved in Mitzrayim. But since he always had a fear in Midyan that Parai would come chasing after him, therefore he did not name his son Eliezer at that point. He rather named his first son Gershom, saying Ger Hoyisi Beres Nachuya. But it was only after HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Ki Mesu Kol Hanoshim Ho Anoshim HaMevakshim Es Nafshecho, that the men who were trying to kill you, Dason and Aviram, lost their money and they have no power. Only then He wasn't afraid of Paro anymore and was ready to return to Mitzrayim. And it was at that point when his second son was born, and that's why he named his second son Eliezer, ki Elikei Avi Be'ezri Vayatzileini Micherev Paro, because it was only at that point that he felt secure and was able to say, Hashem saved me from the sword of Paro. Vayova Yisroi Chosei Moshe, and Yisroi, the father-in-law of Moshe, came, Uvonov, with his sons, Ve'ishtoi, and his wife, meaning Moshe's sons and Moshe's wife, El Moshe to Moshe. Although the pasuk before was Makdim Tzipora before Shnei Vonecha, and over here it says Bonov and then Ishtoi in the reverse order, it could be based on what Rashi says earlier in Sefer Bereishis that Tzadikim are Makdim Zecharim L'Nekevos, and only Rishoyim are Makdim Nekevos L'Zecharim. So maybe over here when it came to Moshe, it stresses more Bonov before Ishtoi. And also before it said Boneha, her children, since all these years she was the one bringing them up. But now it stresses more Bonov, it's his children, because now they are coming to Moshe. So Yisroi brought Moshe's children and his wife El HaMidbar, to the Midbar, to the desert, Asher Huchayna Shom Har Holikim, where he is camping over there by the mountain of Hashem. And Rashi says that the Torah is stressing that Yisroi, who lived B'kvoideh shel olam, he had all the luxuries of the world, and he left those luxuries to come to the Midbar, Makom Toyu, a desolate place, to learn Torah. There is a machloikis in the Gemara when Yisroi came. Did Yisroi come before Matan Torah? And according to that, the parsha would be in order, because the beginning of the parsha discusses Yisroi coming, which was before Matan Torah, and the end of the parsha speaks about Matan Torah. Or did Yisroi come after Matan Torah? According to that, the parsha is out of order, because the end of the parsha really should come before the beginning of the parsha, because at the end of the parsha is Matan Torah, and then after Matan Torah, Yisroi came. So how do we learn this pasuk over here, according to the two pshatim? If you learn that Yisroi came after Matan Torah, so it's very good. The pasuk says that Yisroi came to the Midbar, Asher hu chayna sham har ho'alikim, where they were camping now at the mountain of Hashem, which means Har Sinai. And since Yisroi came after Matan Torah, they were already at Har Sinai. But if Yisroi came before Matan Torah, so they were only in Rephidim. So how does the pasuk say that Asher Hune Choyne Shom Har Holikim, that they were already at Har Sinai? And some of Farshim explain that since they were very close to Har Sinai, they were in Rephidim, and the next traveling would be to get to Har Sinai, they were already in the vicinity of Har Sinai, the pasuk can already say, Asher hun chayne shom har ho'elikim. And the pasuk continues, Vayomer el Moshe, and Yisroi sent a message to Moshe, Ani choysencho Yisroi bo elecho, I, your father-in-law Yisroi, am coming to you. You should come out for my sake, but if not for my sake, ve'ishtecha, come out for the sake of your wife. Ushnei vaneho, and if not for her sake, come out for the sake of her two children. Vayetze Moshe likras chosnoi, and Moshe came out towards his father-in-law. And Rashi explains, once Moshe went out, Aaron and Nadav Aviv went out. And once Moshe, Aaron and Nadav Aviv went out, all of Klal Yisrael went out, and it was a tremendous kavod for Yisrael. Vayishtachu, and Moshe bowed down. Vayishak loy, and he kissed him. Vayishalu ish l'reyeu l'sholim, and Moshe asked his father-in-law l'sholim. It was really Vayishalu Lashon Rabim, but Moshe was the Iker, as Rashi says, Ish, v'ho Ish Moshe, referring to Moshe. Vayavoyu ho'ela, and they came into the tent. Vayisaper Moshe l'chosnoi, and Moshe related to his father-in-law Yisroi, Eiz ko asher oso Hashem l'pare ul'mitzrayim al oides Yisroel, everything that Hashem did to pare a Mitzrayim for the sake of Klal Yisroel, Eiz ko hatelo'o, all the trouble, all the tiredness, Asher Mitzah, Osam Baderach, that happened to them on the way, which is referring to what happened by the Yam, and what happened with Amalek, by Atzileim Hashem, and Hashem saved them. Vayichad Yisroi, and Yisroi was happy, Al Kol HaTovah, on all the good, Asher Oso Hashem Li Yisroel, that Hashem did to Yisroel. All the good, Rashi says, is referring to the good of the Mon, the good of the Be'er, and the good of the Torah. Obviously, Torah, referring to the Pshat, that Yisroi came, Le'acha Matan Torah. And most of all, Asher Hitziloi Miad Mitzrayim. Most of all, he was happy because Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim. Until now, even one Eved was not able to escape, and now 600,000 were able to escape. Rashi also brings down a second pshat, Vayichad Yisroi, his flesh became prickly, chidudim, he had goosebumps from all the toivah that Hashem did to Klal Yisrael. And the reason for that is, like the Gemara says, that for 10 generations, one should not embarrass a goy in front of a ger. Because a ger always still has some feeling towards his old ways, towards the goyim. And therefore Yisroi had goosebumps and his skin became chidudim, when he heard about the destruction of the Mitzrayim. Because he was once a goy, and he was becoming a ger first now. Vayomer Yisroi, and Yisroi said, Baruch Hashem, benched is Hashem, asher hisil etzchem yad Mitzrayim, that saved you from a harsh nation, Mitzrayim, umyad paroi, from a melech kosher, a harsh king, paroi, asher hisil es ha'om, he saved the nation, mitachas yad Mitzrayim, from under the rulership of Mitzrayim. Ato yodati, now I know. This seems to be a stira. Ata means now. Yodati seems to be I always knew. And Rashi explains, I always knew that Hashem was great, but now I know even more. Ki gadol Hashem mikol ha'olamim, that Hashem is greater than all gods. As Rashi explains, Yisrael worshipped every single avodah zarah mikol ha'olamim. What made Hashem greater? Because he punishes the Rishoyim midah k'neged midah. Ki vadover asher zodu aleihem. The thing that they acted amazed and wickedly, aleihem is coming back to them. They tried to destroy Klal Yisrael with water and kol haben ha'iloid ha'yeira tashlichu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu went midah k'neged midah and destroyed them and drowned them with water. According to this pshat, Rashi is learning that the word zadu means a lashon of mazed, acting wickedly. Another pshat Rashi says is that the word zadu comes from the lashon vayozed Yaakov nozed. Yaakov cooked a cooking. And the pasuk is saying, "Ki vadover asher zadu," in the pot that they tried to cook Klal Yisrael with water, aleihem, it came back to them. With the pot that they tried to cook Klal Yisrael, they were cooked in. With water, they wanted to destroy them, and they ended up becoming destroyed with water. Vayikach Yisroi choisei Moshe, and Yisroi, the father-in-law of Moshe, took oila, a carbon oila which is completely burnt, uzvachim, and a carbon shlomim, Lelukim to Hashem, as the Mefarshim explained that this was a carbon that a person brought after his milah and gerus. Vayovei Aaron v'chol ziknei Yisrael, and Aaron and all the ziknei Yisrael came lecho lechem to eat a suda im choisei Moshe with the father-in-law of Moshe lefnei ho'elukim before Hashem. The reason why it says it was before Hashem is because anybody who has benefit from a suda that Talmidei Chachamim are sitting by it, it's as if they ate from the splendor of the Shechina. And since Aaron was there and the Ziknei Yisrael were there, therefore anyone who ate from this suda was as if he ate lefnei ha'elikim, before Hashem. And Rashi says, why don't we find Moshe in this pasuk? Moshe was the reason why all this excitement came about to Yisrael. He was the one who went to greet Yisrael, and everybody else followed. So why isn't Moshe mentioned by the Suda? And Rashi says, because he was oimed umeshamish lufnehem. He was standing and serving before them. He wanted to have the kavod of serving his father-in-law. Now let us go back on the Rashi's inside. So Rashi, vayishma Yisrael, ma shmua shama uba. What shmua did Yisrael hear uba, and he came? Kriyas yamsuf umilchemes amolek. The Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea, and the war against Amalek. And all the Mefarshim speak about this Rashi. Firstly, why does he pick specifically Kriyas Yamsuf and Milchemes Amalek? Secondly, the pasuk itself says what Yisrael heard. Eis kol asher oso elokim lemoshe ulyisrael amoy. So why is Rashi adding on his own two things? In Sefer Maskil LeDavid, he gives a very nice teretz on this Rashi. And he is medayik. Why does Rashi say, Mashmua shoma uba? The key word in this Rashi is Uba. What did Yisroi hear that made him come and be a part of Klal Yisroel in the Midbar? Yisroi had already separated himself from Avodah Zarah. Already earlier, we find in Parsha Shemois that the people of Midian put him in Cheru because he separated himself from Avodah Zarah. And that's why they chased away his daughters from drawing water from the well. So he already separated himself from Avodah Zarah. But Yisroi thought that it was okay for him to be separated from Avodah Zarah and just worship Hashem from where he was and not be part of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. So what was the Shmua that he heard that made him come and be a part of Klal Yisrael. And that Rashi says it was Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek, because Yisrael couldn't understand how is it possible that when the whole world saw Kriyas Yamsuf, Vayibaku Hamayim Kol Mayim Sheba Olam, everybody saw this great nes, how is it possible that Amalek came right afterwards and attacked Klal Yisrael? It must be that this nation sinned to Hashem, and since they have such a close connection to Hashem, when they sinned to Hashem, Hashem automatically furthers himself from them, and they became attacked by Amalek. But we find that the second they did tshuva, and they were meshaben es libom la'aviyem shel b'ashamayim, right away HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted their tshuva, and they defeated Amalek, and they won the war. And Yisrael saw this. He saw that there was a tremendous love between Klal Yisrael and Hashem and Klal Yisrael, that the second they do an Avera, there's a kitrug, and there's a separation. But once they do tshuva, right away they're pulled back. Yisrael said, a nation like this I want to be a part of, and therefore he came to be part of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. That was the shmur that caused him to be ba, to come. Yisrael, Zot Rashi, Sheva Shemos Nikro Uloi. He was called by seven names, Reuel, Yeser, Yisrael, Choyvev, Chever, Keni, and Putiel. And Rashi explains three of the names. You have to know why Rashi only explains three. Yeser, Al Shem Sheyeser, Parsha Achas Batorah. Because he added a parsha in the Torah. Which parsha? Va'ata Sechazeh. And you should look and find people to help you judge the Bnei Yisrael. That's why his name was called Yeser, because he added, Yeser, he added a parsha to the Torah. The Gera Rebbe asks, why does Rashi quote the Pasuk of Va'ata Sechazeh as the parsha that he added in the Torah? That is Pasuk Chaf Aleph. The first words of Yisrael are found in Pasuk Yuzayin, Vayerech Oise Moshe Elav, Loi Toiv HaDover Asher Ato Oise. So why does Rashi say the Pasuk of Va'ata Sechazeh? And the answer is, it is very easy for anybody to criticize and say, Loi Toiv HaDover Asher Ato Oise, you're not doing something right. The kunz is to give an Eitzah, to give advice, and to tell somebody how to do it better. That's why Rashi says that the parsha that he added was the parsha of Va'ata Sechazeh, which was the advice that Yisrael gave. The second name Yisrael had was Yisrael, Lekishinis Gair, Lekayim HaMitzvahs. Once he was Megayer and he kept the mitzvahs, Hasifu Loi Ais Achas Al Shemoi. They added a letter to his name, the letter Vav. So it was Yeser, and then with a Vav is Yisrael after he was Megayer. Choyvav Shechovav Es HaTorah. His name was Choyvav because he loved the Torah. Choyvav Hu Yisrael. Rashi says, don't think that Choyvav was the son of Yisrael, but Choyvav himself was Yisrael. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk in Shoftim, Mibnei Choyvav, Choysein Moshe. The children of Choyvav, who was Choyvav? The father-in-law of Moshe. So Choyvav himself is Yisrael. V'yesharimim, and there are those that say, Reuel Aviv Shel Yisrael Haya. Reuel was not Yisrael. It is not one of the seven names. But rather, Reuel was the father of Yisrael. Umahu Oimer Vatavoina El Reuel Aviem. Why does the Pasuk say in Parsha Shemois, and they came to Reuel their father? The daughters of Yisrael came to Reuel their father, which would be mashma that Reuel was Yisrael himself. And that Rashi answers, Shati Noiko is Karin Laviavien Abba. Children call their grandfather Abba. So therefore it was really they came to Reuel their grandfather. And the Torah calls it Avihen because grandchildren call their grandfather by the name of Abba. Over here, Yisrael was honoring himself in Moshe, saying, "Ani Choisen Hamelech, I am the father-in-law of the king." But in the past, in Parashat Shemois, Moshe Toile Hagdula Bechamov, Moshe would depend the gedula on his father-in-law. Shenemar Vayoshav El Yeser Choisnei, he returned to Yeser, his father-in-law. We see over there that he had to ask Rishus in order to leave Midyan. So there, the gedula was given to Yisrael. Masha'en came over here when Yisrael came to Moshe in the Midbar. He was mischabed by saying that he was the father-in-law of Moshe. The Moshe of Yisrael. It says Moshe next to Yisrael. Shokel Moshe keneged kol Yisrael. Moshe is equivalent to all of Klal Yisrael together. Es kol asher also. Everything that Elikim did to Moshe and Yisrael. Es kol asher also lohem. Everything he did to them. Biridus hamon ubebe'er uvamalek. By bringing down the mon, by giving water by the well, and with Amalek. And the reason why the Maskil David says Rashi picks these three is because we find Hashem's name over here is Elohim. Elohim is Midas Hadin. And by all these three, there was a Midas Hadin because the Bnei Yisrael sinned by the Yeridas Hamon, they complained and said, we have no food. There was a Midas Hadin on Klal Yisrael. By the Be'er, they complained that there was no water. And by Amalek, they complained, Hayesh Hashem Bekirbenu Imoyin. And since by all three, there was a Midas Hadin, there was an Elikim, that's why Rashi picked these three cases as the ones that the Pasuk is referring to over here. Ki Hoisi Hashem Es Yisroel Mimitzrayim Zu Gedula Al Kulam. Rashi says this was greater than all of them, because the Pasuk really said Es Kol Asher Osa Elikim L'Moshe Uli Yisroel, and that would really include Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why does the Pasuk separate specially and say Ki Hoisi Hashem Es Yisroel Mimitzrayim? Because this was greater than all of them. That was the greatest thing that Yisroel heard. Achar Shilucheha, Yisroel took Tzipora, the wife of Moshe, after Moshe sent her away. Kishom Aloy HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Midyan. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe in Midyan, Lech Shuv Mitzrayimo, go and return to Mitzrayim. Vayikach Moshe es Ishtoy ves Bonov, and Moshe took his wife and his children and went into the Midbar. Vayotza Aaron Lekrosai, and Aaron went toward him to meet him. Vayifkesheu Bahar Ho Elikim, and he met him at Har Sinai. Omar Aloy, Aaron said to Moshe, Mihem Halolu, who are these? This is my wife that I married in Midyan, and these are my children. Aaron said to him, where are you taking them? Moshe said, Aaron said, on the ones that are already there, the first ones, we have pain. And now you want to add more people to Mitzrayim? So Moshe said to his wife, return to your father's house, to Yisrael's house, and therefore Notlo Shnevoneho, she took her two sons, the Holchala, and she went back. And now Yisrael is returning them to Moshe in the Midbar. And he brought Zipporah, and he brought her two sons, Gershom and Eliezer. And the reason why his name was Eliezer, Kelike Ovi Be'ezri Vayatzileni Mecher of Pari. So Rashi, Kishagilu Dosan Vaviram, when Dosan and Aviram snitched and revealed Aldvar HaMitzri concerning the Mitzri which Moshe killed, Ubikesh Laregis Moshe, and Pari wanted to kill Moshe, Naase Tzavorei Ka'omod Shel Shayesh. His neck became like a pillar of marble. That's what it means by Atzileni Mecher of Pari. He saved me from the sword of Pari that was not able to penetrate my neck. And Rashi continues that Yisrael came out El HaMidbar. Af Anu Yoidim Shebemidbar Haya. Don't we know that the Yidden were in the Midbar? El Bishvachay Shel Yisrael Diber HaKosu. In the praise of Yisrael, the Pasuk is speaking. Shehaya Yoshe Bechvoido Shel Oilam. He was sitting in the luxury and the honor of the world. Benad Vulibai. And his heart moved him, Lotse Selam Midbar, to come to the Midbar, Mokim Toihu, a place of desolation, Lishmaya Divrei Torah, to hear the words of the Torah. Vayomel Moshe al Yidei Shliach, and Yisrael sent a messenger to Moshe, and he said, Ani Chosencha Yisrael, I, your father on Yisrael, am coming to you. Since it says, Bo Elecha, between Yisrael and Ishtecha, therefore we divide it. Imeina Tayoitza Begini, if you do not want to come out for my sake, say begin ishtecha, come out for the sake of your wife. If you don't want to come out for the sake of your wife, come out for the sake of her two children. The Mefarshim ask, why did Yisrael want Moshe to come out for his sake? Was Yisrael so into his covet that he needed Moshe to come out for his sake? And that was the first thing, and only if you don't want to come out for me, then come out for your wife? And the Mefarshim explained that Yisrael wanted to show Klal Yisrael that Moshe had no problems and no ears about the fact that he was once an Oved Avodah Zarah. And therefore he wanted to show Klal Yisrael, look, Moshe Rabbeinu, the leader of Klal Yisrael, is coming out for his father-in-law who was once an Oved Avodah Zarah, but now he's doing tshuva and he's becoming a ger, and therefore we forget his past totally. And that's what Yisrael wanted to show the Bnei Yisrael. That's why he said, say, begini, come out begini, and only if you do not want to come out begini, then first come out begin ishtecha. And Rashi continues, Vayetze Moshe, and Moshe went out. Kovod gadol l'schabed Yisrael ba'isisho, a tremendous honor. Yisrael was honored at that time. Kivin shiyotze Moshe, once Moshe went out, yotze Aaron nodav aviu, then Aaron nodav aviu went out. Umi hu shiroes elu yotzin v'lo yotze. Who would see these great people going out, and they would not also go out? So the whole Klal Yisrael went out to greet Yisrael. And he bowed him and kissed him. Any idea mi ishtachav olami? It is not clear who bowed down to who, because the pasuk says Moshe, but it also says Chosnoi. So was it Moshe bowing, or was it his father-in-law bowing? Kishu Omer, when the pasuk says ish l're'eyu, one to his friend, Mi HaKoro Ish, who is the one that is called in other places Ish? Said Moshe, it's Moshe, Shenemar V'ho Ish Moshe. The Pasuk says, V'ho Ish Moshe. So therefore, when the Pasuk says, Vayish Alu Ish L'Re'eu, that is hinting to us that Ish is Moshe, and he was the main one doing the things in this Pasuk. So Vayish Tachu Vayishak Loi is referring to Moshe bowed down, Moshe kissed him, Vayish Alu Ish L'Re'eu, and Moshe asked to his friend L'Sholem. And only after that did Yisrael answer, and that's why it can say a lashon rabim vayish alu. Vayisaper Moshe lechosna isak Rashi. Moshe related to his father-in-law, even though Yisrael already heard all the nisim. Why was he repeating it again? Limshayich es liboy lekarvi l'Torah, to pull his heart more, to bring him closer to Torah. Es kolatzlov, all the tiredness and the trouble that happened on the way. Shalayam v'shalamolek, what happened by the sea, and what happened with Amalek when they were attacked. Hatzlo, Lamed Aleph min Yisoid shel Hateva. Lamed Aleph is part of the root of the word. Vatofu Tikkun, and the Tof is a Tikkun. V'Yisoid Hanoithul Mimenu L'Prokim. It's part of the root of the word that sometimes is there and sometimes is not. V'chein, Truma, Tnufa, Tekuma, and Tenua, all these words, the Tof is sometimes part of the Shoresh and sometimes not. So too over here, Tilo'o, the Tof is sometimes part of it and sometimes not, but the root of the word is Lamed Aleph, which Zot Rashi Vayter, Vayichad Yisroi. And Yisroi was happy. V'yismach Yisroi, Zehu Pshutoi. The simple meaning is that Yisroi was happy. Umed Rosh Hagodah, Nase Besorei Chidudim Chidudim. His flesh became prickly. Meitzar al ibud Mitzrayim, because he was pained over the destruction of Mitzrayim. Hainu da'amri inshi, that is what people say, giyura ad asora dori, a ger for 10 generations, leisivzi armo ba'ape, do not embarrass a goy in front of him, because he still has those feelings and that closeness toward the goyim, toward the way he once was. And Yisrael was happy al kol ha'toiva, over all the good. So Rashi, toivas ha'mon, the good of the mon, ba'be'er, and the well, the HaTorah and the Torah. The Mefarshim explained, this is referring to a Toiva, to the Mamoin of the Bnei Yisrael, to the Guf of the Bnei Yisrael, and to the Nefesh of the Bnei Yisrael. The Mon was a Toiva to the Mamoin. The Yidden did not have to spend money to buy food. And also, together with the Mon, came precious stones. So they made a lot of money on that. So that was a Toivas HaMamoin. There was also a Toivas HaGuf, because when the Yidden drank the water of the Be'er, they were healed from all sicknesses. That was a Tovus HaGuf. Va'Torah, and the Torah was a Tovus HaNefesh. It was a goodness to the souls of the Bnei Yisrael. So Rashi, Bal Kulon, and more than all of them, the Pasuk is saying, Asher Yitziloi Miad Mitzrayim. Yisrael was happy because they were saved from the hand of Mitzrayim. Ad Achshav Loi Hoyo Eved Yochel Levorech Mitzrayim. Until now, even one Eved was not able to escape. Shehoisa Ha'eretz Misugeres, because the land was closed. The Elu and these, Yotzu Shishim Riboy, they went out with 600,000. And Yisrael said, Gebench is Hashem that saved you, Asher Hitzalatzchem Biyad Mitzrayim, from Mitzrayim, who's a Uma Kasha, a harsh nation, Umiyad Paroi Melech Kasha, who's a harsh king, Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim, from under the rulership of Mitzrayim, Kitagumai Lashon Ridui Umorus, a Lashon of rulership, Hayad Shoyem Achbiden Aleim, the hand that was very heavy over them, he ho avoida, this means the avoida. Asher hitzel es ha'om bitachas yad Mitzrayim means the heavy hand of work and rulership that the Mitzrayim had over them. Ata yodati, now I know, Rashi is bothered by the Lashon ata, which means now, in yodati, which means I always knew. So Rashi, makirei ha'yisi l'sha'avar, I always knew in the past that Hashem was greater. Va'achshav b'yoser, now I know even more, mikol elohim, from all gods, v'lamid shoyamake b'chol avodah zarah sheba'olam, that Yisroi was recognizing all the avodah zarahs in the world. He worshipped every avodah zarah, shlo yiniach avodah zarah shlo avda, he did not leave an avodah zarah that he did not worship. Ki v'adovar asher zodu aleihem, kitagumai, b'mayim dimu la'abdam, with water they had intentions to destroy Klal Yisrael, v'heim nevdu b'mayim, and they themselves were destroyed midah k'neged midah with water. What does the word asher zadu mean? Asher hirshiu. They were marshia, they acted wickedly. Rabbi Seinu Darshu, Lashon Vayozid Yaakov Nozid, a Lashon of cooking. Yaakov cooked the cooking. V'kedera asher bishlu bo nispashelu, in the pot that that they wanted to cook Klal Yisrael, they themselves were cooked. So according to both Pshatim, the Pshat in the Pasuk is that the water that they wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael with, they themselves were destroyed. It's just a question how to touch the word Zadu. Does Zadu mean they acted wickedly, or does Zadu mean that they cooked? And Yisrael took Oila Kimashmoi, Shukula Kol. Oila is a carbon that is completely burnt. Zvachim is a carbon shlamim. Vayove Aaron and the Zikne Yisrael to eat the Suda with Yisrael. Moshe Hechen Halach, where did Moshe go? Valoi Hu Shiyas Likrasai, he was the one that went out towards Yisrael, Vigoram Lai Eskolach Kovod, and caused the whole honor. Ela Shahya Oimed Umishamesh Lifnehem, he was standing and serving before them. He was doing that Kovod for his father-in-law. Lifnei Holy Kim before Hashem, Mikan, from here we learn Shanena Misuda Shetalmidei Chacham Misubim Ba, one who has Ano from the Suda that Talmidei Chachamim are sitting by it, Ki Ilunena Biziv Hashchina, it is as if they had Ano, they had benefit from the splendor of the Shechina. And that is why the Pasuk said Lifnei Holy Kim, because the people of the Suda were being Nene Lifnei Holy Kim from the Shechina themselves. I would just like to point out that we find that the two children of Moshe, Gershom and Eliezer, never became leaders in Klal Yisrael. And that is very interesting, that the Gadol Hadar, the greatest person that ever lived, Moshe, his children never reached the level of becoming leaders in Klal Yisrael. And I was thinking that maybe the Pshat is from this week's Parsha, because we see that Gershom and Eliezer first came together with Klal Yisrael later on in the Midbar. Gershom and Eliezer did not see the Nisim that happened in Mitzrayim. They were not there for the Ten Makkos. They were not there for Kriyas Yamsuf. And according to some, that Yisrael came after Matan Torah, they weren't there either for Matan Torah. So how can the leaders of Klal Yisrael lead this nation where the nation of people saw what they didn't see? How can they be mashpia on a nation where they were missing such fundamental Nisim that the rest of Bnei Yisrael saw? And maybe that's why they were not roid to be the leaders of Klal Yisrael, because they came too late. They came after most of the Nisim were already done.